Over four decades ago, our founder, Reverend Don Wildman, answered a call to stand in the gap for America's families.
Christian bashing is over! Yeah!
In 1977, there were maybe 100 people in the country who realized where we were going. Now it has changed.
Today, it's our turn to stand.
I'll stand.
I'm standing.
I'm willing to stand.
I'll stand.
I'm standing with AFR.
It's American Family Radio's Spring Share-a-thon, standing in the gap for America's families, America's future. Thank you for standing with us. Call 877-616-2396 to give. That's 877-616-2396. Or visit AFR.net. It's Spring Share-a-thon on AFR, standing in the gap.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear of it and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Come, let us exalt his name together. And with those words from Psalm 34, the first three verses of Psalm 34, I welcome you to this hour of the Spring 2019 Share-a-thon. My name is Alex McFarland in the studio of American Family Association with Bert Harper. Bert, it's good to be together, isn't it?
Amen. We love doing Exploring the Word. And when you're in, it makes it even better. For those of you that don't know, Alex is on the road most of the time with a little instrument called a Comrex.
Yes.
And man, you get that on an internet and connect with Brent Creeley. And it's amazing what happens. But
yes,
when you're in the studio, there's an extra energy. And when you're in the studio during Share-a-thon, there's double energy.
Well, exactly. And folks, we welcome you to this program that goes across the country. We're teaching the Word of God. And I want to ask every last one of you to help us today make American Family Radio history. And let's just have the biggest hour of Share-a-thon ever, ever. Now, things are going well. And clearly, we're seeing the favor of God, the hand of God, because there's a movement. God is not done with America. Revival is coming. You can be a part of it. I'm going to give this number a lot, but here it is. It's a toll-free number. It's 877. So it won't cost you anything to dial it. Just dial this number, 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396, or you can give securely online at AFR.net. I want to ask you if you would invest in the souls of people, invest in the redemption of America, and give the best gift you can possibly give to help us. You know, yesterday we called it the Keep the Microphones On show. But yeah, I was just on a show with Joseph Parker, and we were talking about how people across America here. And people were calling and saying, you know, goodness, I love AFR. I can be a part of it. Isn't it something, this great work that God is using to touch millions of lives with the gospel, you can be a part of it.
That's right.
That's
exciting, isn't it? That partnership is real. And we want you to know, those of us who have the voice and we have the microphones, yes, we're only a part of what God is doing. You're the real part, and I want to share that with you with everything we know. You are the ones we're looking to, and we want you to join us. We commit ourselves to give as well, and we want you to join us. And that number, again, that you're going to hear a lot is 877-616-2396. And Alex, there's one thing that Jim Stanley asked us to do more than give the number. You know what it was?
To give God the glory.
That's exactly right. Yes. So I believe we can do those two things.
Well, I'm going to give a verse to back that up. And we've said it many times because, you know, sometimes being the guys on the radio teaching the Bible, and we see God do a lot of things, and people are very kind, and they say a lot of nice things, and we give God the praise. But look, this is not about us. It's not even for AFA, although we thank God for this ministry. This is about obedience to our Savior, who has told us to make disciples of every nation. This is about the fact that people are lost and souls hang in the balance. This is about the fact that our nation, look, we could go into the darkness and death of socialism or Sharia, or we could call this country back to the foundations on which it was built, which is Christianity. So I've got a verse for you. It's Psalm 115, verse 1. And we're going to come back to Psalm 34 that I read from a minute ago. But Psalm 115, verse 1 says, not unto us, O Lord, give glory, not unto us, but unto thy name give glory for the sake of the truth. So here's why we're doing this. Here's why we're asking you to join with us, link arms, and help save America by calling 877-616-2396. Here's what it's about. For the glory of God and because of the truth. The gospel is true.
Amen.
And so, yes, we want those phones to ring, and we have dozens of volunteers. They've been working like crazy. You know, I was thinking this morning, I was working on the phones a little bit. It was a joy. I talked to a dear lady from Midland, Texas. I talked to a man from Minnesota. I talked to a person from Wisconsin, and they're giving. But these volunteers are in here working, and, you know, to take the numbers and all the typing, it takes a little bit of work, a little bit of concentration. But these people come across the country at their own expense. And they drive here, they stay in a motel at their own expense, and they volunteer.
Yes.
And just like you, dear listeners, give money, and other people are praying, and other people are working, it's just this big joint effort, a beehive of activity, because we want the name of Jesus known throughout the USA and beyond.
You know, Alex, you and I both have to work at not being too competitive. But, and you said, let's have the highest number we've had. And I know you were on with Stacy yesterday, and your guys had 280.
It was 286 or something.
286.
It was a lot of calls.
Do you think we can focus hard and ask our people here for Exploring the Word to beat that?
I think we can.
Now, okay, we have to work at not being competitive, but here I am asking.
Do you know what? And hey, what if we could have 300 calls in this hour?
Yes.
In the next 48 minutes, I would ask at least in 48 minutes, I'm going to ask you all for 4 to 5 calls a minute. And this is for the glory of God. And the number, 877-616-2396. Let me say this. There's no gift too small. A gentleman called. I was working on the phones, and he was going to give a gift. And what a precious thing. And he remarked that he wished it could be more, and he was sorry it wasn't larger. I said, listen, brother, any investment in the kingdom of God, your gift matters. And we may not know this side of heaven, but there are going to be souls in heaven because of what God is doing. But you're talking about competitiveness. At Macedonia Baptist, we had a revival. I guess I'd been saved a couple of years. And so they had a pack of pew night, and they had pew captains to see.
Yeah.
I did not know how competitive elderly ladies, 75 and older, could be. And do you know, it was so funny. I haven't thought of this in years. These two ladies got in front in a discrepancy about who had the most people they had brought. And the pastor, I mean, it was like a packed house. We're getting ready to have preaching. And they were arguing about who brought the most people. So we're not going to do that. But hey, a little bit of competition.
But we might brag a little.
Yeah, we might.
But now, we really do. We have fun. And on the third day, Brent, you've been around, you better have some fun. Your tank starts running a little dry after talking this much and giving that number. And so you try to get yourself up and going, and that's what we've done. And so this is helping us. We hope it's helping them, but it's helping you and me to stay in there. And we've got a listener testimony that we want you to hear. This is someone that has been blessed by AFR, and they've been blessed because people have given before. And we don't want to stop now. We want other people to be blessed the way this individual was blessed.
My name is Tom from Michigan, and I have found it is sometimes easy to get even strangers to start talking about some struggle in their life. Then I tell them about American Family Radio or Urban Family Talk and some program or podcast that may help them. One time I was talking to a restaurant manager who was going through a divorce. It seemed her husband had decided he felt more like a woman. I was able to suggest a program in which Walt Heyer had been a guest. He also at one time believed he was really a woman. A group of teenagers came in, some of whom were heavily tattooed and some were boisterous. I overheard one of them say something that made a perfect opening. We ended up talking quite a while. One of these great kids had even read Frank Turek's book, I Don't Have Enough Faith to Be an Atheist. Often the last thing I say to someone is, there's so much confusion in the world, so if you try it and like it, please tell another 100 people. And then, please do it again next week. Thank you, everyone at AFR and Urban Family.
Amen. I'm telling you what, there's one thing, and you've been talking about it all week, and that's courage.
Amen.
That courage is contagious.
Yes.
And here's this individual that got courage by listening to AFR to help people first. And then it gets into the issue. When you're helping people, guess what you're going to do? You're probably going to confront something of sin.
Yeah.
And you want to do it in love. You want to do it in a spirit of love and help. But we're asking you in a spirit of love and a spirit of saying we want God to be glorified to call 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or go online at AFR.net. And there we want to give back to you. So we've got a prayer book. We've got a pen. We've got a bookmarker that we'll give if you give $150 or more one-time gift. But if you give $30 or more over 6 months, you get those three items, plus you get this blue T-shirt, and you can go to AFR.net, and it's the first thing that pops up there, guys, and you can see it. And I think it is a neat-looking shirt. And
it's a great shirt.
Yeah, it is. We got one here, and everybody's wearing them. A lot of folks are wearing them. I shouldn't say everybody. That's stretching a little bit, but a lot of them are being worn. And so we want you to join us and be a part of the family, and that's why we love it, the American Family Association. Alex and Brent, I've been reminded several times when I've gone to some place and I'm going representing AFR, and Tim will remind me, said, now, family is our middle name. And, you know, that's what we want to do, and that's what we feel like. I'm just telling you, some of the people that I work with here, they are family, and two of them are in this room right now.
Amen.
And we're just part of it. We want you to be a part of it as well. Make that call, 877-616-2396.
You know, the Word of God says in Psalm 34, verse 15, and I read this verse as we, you know, the news, a lot of people lament the state of the country and the news. And yes, I mean, it is right to be concerned at this time. But Psalm 34, 15 says, the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open to their cry. The face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cry, and the Lord hears and delivers them from out of all their troubles. Okay, righteous people. And we're made righteous by the blood of Jesus and what he did on the cross. We're not self-righteous, but we're righteous in Christ. It is time for the righteous to cry out. It is time for us to turn our eyes to the Lord, our hearts to the Lord, and cry out to the Lord on behalf of the nation. And part of that is standing in the gap, like Ezekiel 22:30. The land was polluted because of sin. The souls of people were in danger of condemnation. And look, I love the Lord. I'm a happy camper. I'm excited about life. But I will tell you, and this is just being straight up honest, without a great move of God, without a move of God, this country has no future. But there is hope and there is opportunity. So please call in and invest. And let me just say this. If you love God and country, this is the time and this is the place. I've been around a lot of ministries. It's been my joy to sit on the board of a lot of ministries. I really, honestly, I cannot name a ministry that's doing as much, doing it as efficiently, doing it as effectively, as zealously as AFR. And so this is your investment in a great, great work that God is using. Call this number, 877-616-2396. I'm asking God for at least 4 calls a minute, 5 calls a minute. We want to hit 300 calls in this hour. You can make it happen. So we'll put some challenges out there.
Yeah, and there's a $250,000 challenge going on now.
Wow.
That means, man, your gift is essentially
doubled.
Yeah.
Exactly. If you're hearing this broadcast right now, give. If you live in the United States, give. If you love God and country, give 877-616-2396.
St. Augustine famously said, "O Lord, you have made us for yourself, and our hearts are restless till they find rest in you." It is only when a man comes to the end of himself that he is ready to think about Jesus Christ. But when that moment of emptiness comes, when he finally faces the God-shaped vacuum inside, when he discovers that disobedience only leads to pain, when he reaps the bitter harvest of his sin, then and only then can he become a candidate for the grace of God. Unfortunately, some people never figure it out in time. They die without realizing the folly of their own behavior. But others come to the end, and finally, after many mistakes, they begin to look up. When they do, they find that God is there waiting for them. This is the gospel. This is the good news. This is the message the world needs to hear.
My name is Farouk, and live in Houston, Texas. I'm from Persian, Iran. We love AFR, Mrs. Sandy Rios, beautiful. And all the program, we just listen and we just want to say we love you. And we really apologize that some problem from other countries, but we love President Trump. We love you all. God bless you. We don't listen to fake news. We never, never fake news. We recommend everybody, all Iranian people, never listen to the fake news. Thank you very much, and God bless.
American Family Radio, standing for America's future. Thank you for standing with us. Call 877-616-2396 to give, or visit AFR.net. It's Spring Share-a-thon, standing in the gap.
This is Exploring the Word, but three times in the spring we take time out from studying the Word. We read the Word during this time, but it's Share-a-thon, and we ask you to join us to keep so we can keep exploring the Word on and make sure that other people hear it. We always close out, tell someone about Exploring the Word, but more importantly, tell people about Jesus.
Amen.
And that's what Exploring the Word is all about. And the scripture that I wanted to share, it reminded me of when you was talking about revival here in America.
Yes.
And how it'd gone. I thought about what Judah and everything, and it was going out in the Old Testament. And listen to what Joel said about being downward and spiraling down. He said, "If you'll repent, I will restore to you the years that the swarming locust has eaten, the crawling locust, the consuming locust. My great army, I will restore it, and you shall eat in plenty and be satisfied and praise the name of the Lord your God." Listen, God is a restorer. He's a redeemer. He's a restorer. He is a refresher. He does all of those things, and he does them well. And that's why we are trying to make sure you know that American Family Radio wants to remain on the air to do the things that God's called us to do, share the gospel, help the church in carrying out the Great Commission, and also give us for the freedom for faith and family here in America so we can be effective ministers, that we don't have to operate in fear, so that we can be mission-minded. I use this quite a bit. After World War II, great, great numbers of people were being saved in China and in the United States. The numbers were tremendous. It was the underground church in China. It was just the outward church in America. And Billy Graham was preaching and filling stadiums all over the United States and even the world, and thousands were coming to Christ. But guess who was sending missionaries during that period of time?
Who?
The United States
That's
of America.
Right.
Why?
That's right.
We had the freedom to do so. So, yes, AFR fights for that religious freedom, and I use the word fight, and if it offends you, just remember what Paul said. He said, as a good soldier, you know, we're to follow the Lord. What do soldiers do, Alex?
Well, soldiers obey their leader, for one thing. Soldiers go into battle.
And that's a fight?
That's a fight.
Okay.
Do you know what? Earlier on today's issues, we were talking about the song, Stand Up for Jesus, Ye Soldiers of the Cross. Lift high his royal banner, we must not suffer loss. I remember I grew up in a church that was not as evangelical as it should have been, and they quit doing that song. stand up for Jesus, because they said, well, we know people that can't stand might be offended, and soldiers of the cross, that's negative. That, listen, believe you me, dear friend, we're in a spiritual battle. And look, if you're a born-again believer, you know Christ is real. You know the Bible is true. The Spirit of God indwells you. You know there is right from wrong. There's morality. You know if you're a Bible believer, you know what marriage is. It's between a man and a woman. You know that life is sacred, that children are a heritage of the Lord, and before we're in our mother's womb, God knows us. If you think about it, all of the battles that are being fought right now, the battles that threaten to undo this country and bring anarchy to America, and ultimately the battles that, if lost, will result in the condemnation of millions of lost souls, these are all things the Word of God has spoken to explicitly. People say, how do you and Bert prepare for the show? And we really don't prepare much at all except to pray. But I know where Bert stands because I know where the Bible stands. And he knows where I stand because he knows what the Bible says. And so, friend, what we're trying to do through all of the American Family Association ministries is to call our country back to truth,
amen,
which is the Word of God. Now, I would ask that you call this number right now. And I don't think I have to prove to you that our nation needs Jesus. If you've read a newspaper or watched any media in the last decade, you know we need to get the train back up on the tracks, shall we say. So here is a number, 877-616-2396. If you would be so gracious as to invest in the gospel work of AFA, for a donation of $150 or more, we want to send you a hardcover book. It's very pretty. It's a blue leather-bound book, and you can use it as a prayer journal. You can take notes. It'll be something very special. And, you know, Habakkuk 2 says, write the vision that he may run who reads it. One thing that's been very gratifying is to write down what God is doing and come back and look at it later. But for $150 more, we'll send you this journal, a pen, a Standing in the Gap prayer bookmark. If you would give a gift of $130 or more, a pledge, or $180, we'll send you all those things, plus a really beautiful T-shirt, a blue T-shirt with the Stand in the Gap logo. You'd be proud to wear it anywhere. And we just want to send a little token and say thank you. But please make those phones ring. Let's have the Exploring the Word, melt the phone line. Let's populate heaven with souls hour.
You remember hearing this story, the former co-host with Alex was Marvin Sanders. And he and Jeff Reed and Ann, and they were up in Memphis. And Jeff was in his older car that's a classic. And they started having some engine problem. So they went to a mechanic. And a mechanic, he started working. He said, where are you guys from? They told him where they were from. And he said, well, there's something down there. I listened to a radio network from Tupelo. And they said, yeah, we're part of that. And he said, well, my favorite show is Exploding the Word.
Exploding the Word.
Yeah. So during this hour, we want to explode the phone lines. And I'm using that reservedly. It's a picture of what we want to do. And we want you to call. And, man, you are calling. Since I've been here, the pledges per hour has gone up close to 30 calls per hour. And we're doing that. I'm telling you this right now. If we keep on going, we're going to hit 2 million real soon. And, brother, that
yes.
is going to knock the roof off. This could be the best share-a-thon that we've ever had. And what a time for it.
And
that number, let me give that number, 877-616-2396. Go ahead, Alex.
You know, earlier in the day, the news was reporting how the stock market is doing so good and things are prosperous. You know what? I know this would have to be a God thing, but we're $59,000 away.
No, you need to update yours. We're on, put it on refresh, okay. And you'll get some big numbers.
Oh,
look
my
at
word.
That.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Look at that.
I would love for us to hit $2 million. If we could see God provide in the next 32 minutes something like $123,000.
That's right.
Now, there are many, many hundreds of thousands of people listening to this show. a lot of you, and listen, this is between you and the Lord, and I'm hesitant to say what I'm about to say, but here we go. A lot of you could give $1,000. For 120 people to each give $1,000, that's completely possible. If you are a person that could send $10, thank you, God bless you, we need it to win souls and evangelize the lost. There's some of you, God has blessed you. See, here's the deal in missions, and I can say a little bit about this because I've raised my own support and been a faith missionary for 25 years. There are the goers, but there are the senders. Bert Harper and Alex McFarland are the goers. Brent Creeley and all these people here, we're willing to go. We are not afraid of hard work, but we need some senders.
We do.
And some of you could write a check to AFR for $25,000 and you wouldn't even feel it. Praise God. The good Lord has blessed you. That is wonderful. You know, I'll go and speak to atheists at universities, and I love to do it, and they get saved. That's just what I do. Supporting is what you do. But here, whatever, we've all got our role to play, and there's not one more important than another. You know, we teach on the body of Christ, and look, we need the preacher in the pulpit, and we need the Sunday school teacher in the nursery, and we need the person that, you know, is the greeter in the parking lot. Whether you're emptying a wastebasket or up there leading the choir, it's all just part of the great big team.
It is.
And so be a part and play your role that God has ordained you to play. God, in His love and mercy, has saved you, prospered you, ordained that you play a role. And big or small, wherever the decimal point is, play your role. And here's how you can step up to bat, folks. 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396. And let me just challenge you. Let's hit 2 million before this hour is up. We got 30 minutes. And if we had 120 people to each give $1,000, and listen. God's got your back.
Or any combination thereof. Listen.
Whatever.
And it's a match right now, or a challenge, $250,000. I call them a challenge match. And that it is essentially a doubling your gift is what you're doing.
We just went up $5,000 in 2 minutes. So this is going to happen. We're going to hit $2 million. But listen, it takes everybody. If you're hearing my voice right now, this is Alex McFarland. I love Jesus. I love this nation. Dear friends, we love you. Let's get this thing done, we're going to see souls get saved.
And we're going to listen to a person whose life has been touched by AFR.
I have been listening to AFR for about 4 years now, and I cannot begin to tell you how much it has changed my life. It has strengthened my faith and walked with the Lord and helps me keep focused on Jesus all day. Hearing things from biblical view has really helped me put things in perspective in what is going on in the world we live in. One of the things I appreciate the most about AFR is that every talk show host is grounded in God's Word, like-minded, and do not sugarcoat everything they say like so much churches do today. And they tell the truth like it is with boldness and no holding back. Sandy Rios and Janet Mefford are my heroes. I love these girls. They have taught me boldness and how to stand firm on God's Word, no matter what. Thank you, Brother John Wildman, for answering God's call to start this ministry that has changed my life and so many others.
Amen. I love what she said. We don't sugarcoat it, you know?
Amen.
But we are trying to best our life to speak the truth in love. And God's not a mush God where he just, you know, doesn't have truth and holiness. The two basic, I know God has characteristics that are unexplainable, but when I look at His character, there's two things that stand out just more than His holiness and His love. And they're not in competition.
Right.
With us, there's some competition because we can't completely handle it and we can't understand it. But with God, there's no competition because he put Jesus on the cross. It pleased him to put Jesus on the cross so that he could bring us unto him. Why? Because that's the only way God's holiness and his love could come together. It came together on the cross, didn't it, Alex?
And you know, five times in the book of Revelations, it says that in heaven, we're going to lay our crowns at his feet. And we're going to say, holy, 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 glory to Jesus Christ. Sometimes people say to me, they'll say, I don't want any crowns in heaven. I'm just happy to go to heaven. No, you do want rewards in heaven. Not for our own accolades or anything like that, but for the glory of Jesus Christ. And so this is a way to win souls, to give, and to be invested. And you know what? This is happening, folks. We're inching our way toward $2 million. We're at $1.9 million. And look, this this is the gas in the tank for the next 6 months.
It is.
And so, look, we need right now, I'm asking for, there could be 90 people to give $1,000. There could be 200 people to each give roughly $500. And many people listening can do this. And
it's doubled right now up to $250,000, brother.
Yeah, talk about stewardship.
Yes.
A generous donor is going to match what you give. And so would you, I want to pray right now, and then as God leads you, and let me pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, our nation so urgently needs revival, and we're praying for the Spirit of God to move. But Lord, the Bible says that faith without works is dead. So help the body of Christ. Lord, we're not different denominations. We're not just different locations. Look, we are the body of Christ. And so, Lord Jesus, unite your people to put some skin in the game. And Father, bless these listeners, all these supporters. Help us to have the resources necessary to preach the gospel. But most of all, breathe your Holy Spirit into the American church. Send a revival and all that AFR needs. And I know these leaders, they plan on their knees in prayer. This is about the most Spirit-filled, prayerful ministry I've ever seen. And so, Jesus, please provide, and we give you the praise and glory as we go forth to tell the world of salvation. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. And that number is 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396. Or they can give online at AFR.net.
Right. Completely secure.
Yeah. And but the good thing about calling people, there'll be somebody that will talk to you, and they'll ask you anything to pray about. And it's pretty neat to know that. So we're having people that are calling right now. The numbers are going up. And yes, Alex is refreshing his. We're taking time about refreshing it. Every time he refreshes, his is up. And then when I refresh, it's gone up again. People are really giving, Brent. This is exciting to be a part of this hour. And I told you we compete, but sometimes we brag. And we brag about the Lord, but we also brag about the Exploring the Word listeners.
We do. I want to say thank you.
Yes, we
thank
do.
Thank you. You know, in sports, there's only been two or three teams that ever did a three-peat. The Bulls, 91-93. The Oakland A's, 72-75. And what was the other in football?
Oh, in football?
Basketball, baseball, there's only one team, I think, that's had a three-peat. Was it the Patriots?
I don't know in football.
But at any
rate. Now, the Boston Celtics did it a long way time before the Bulls ever came along.
You're right.
Well, we better not go there. But if you get me on that track, we're going the wrong way. But we could have a real good three-peat here, as you're saying.
We like competition. Now, I want to tell you something. It's gone up $57,000 this hour.
Wow.
We're getting towards 1.2. 70 more people, $1,000 each. Call us, 877-616-2396.
Hi, this is Ray Comfort. I don't know about you, but sometimes I feel overwhelmed with the direction this nation is taking. Darkness seems to be covering the whole nation. A adultery, fornication, blasphemy, homosexuality, pornography seems to be flooding this nation. And sometimes I can feel overwhelmed, and I know I'm not alone. I think of Elijah. He was the only one left, and God said there are 7,000 that haven't bowed the knee to Baal. Or Lot, he said he was vexed with the filthy lifestyle of the wicked. But we need not feel alone, because God has given us as Christians a wonderful voice in American Family Radio, a very powerful voice. So can I ask that you support American Family Radio financially, prayerfully, but whatever you do, support them, because we need this voice. It's a burning and shining light in this nation.
Hi, this is Melinda from Ohio. I just wanted to call and just tell you all what a blessing AFR is to me. I listen to it in the morning on my way to work. I get to hear David Jeremiah. Without you, I don't know. I would probably go into work pretty grumpy. And I just thank you for keeping me up on all the political things going on. I won't listen to the TV because they give fake news, so I will stick with Focal Point and all the speakers that give me the up-to-date news. Bless your heart. Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
American Family Radio, standing in the gap. Thank you for standing with us. Call 877-616-2396 to give, or visit AFR.net. It's Spring Charathon, standing in the gap.
He has raised us up together and has made us to sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show forth the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Now listen to this. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Welcome back to Exploring the Word. We're so grateful for you listening. This is Alex McFarland, Bert Harper, and Brent Creeley. And you know, these good works, sharing the gospel is a good work. Praying for a friend is a good work. Giving financially. The Bible said it is God that giveth power to get wealth. If you've got a job and you've got the health and the mobility and you're ambulatory and you can go to work, maybe you've earned a degree and you're able to put food on the table. Praise God, he's good to us. But do you know your giving now, helping us get to $2 million in this hour, which I believe is going to happen. We've gone up $70,000 in the last 15 minutes. We're $49,000 away. And in 18 minutes, folks, I'm asking you to help us get there. But listen, God has before ordained. This is Ephesians 2:10. You say, if I send $5,000, how am I going to recover that in the next 30 days? God knows. He's before ordained that you would do these good works. And you know, in John 15:16, Jesus said he was going to send his Holy Spirit and that we would do, he said, greater works than these will you
do. He did. And the reason why, Jesus was with us, beside them, walking with them. Awesome. I can't imagine. When we went to Israel, we would hear the words, "You're walking where Jesus walked."
That's
what
true.
A thrill. But we have God in us through his Holy Spirit. Amen. And that's the reason he said you're going to do greater things. You're going to be energized from within. It's not just your excitement. It's not just your courage. It is the power of the Holy Spirit working in our lives, guys. And what he works in, he works through. Yeah, have you noticed
Amen.
That? If he's working in me, it's going to work its way out through me. And part of that working through me is giving financially, praying. You have been listening. You have changed. You decided to become active. But if you've become active in voting and sharing your faith, become active in giving. And right now, make that phone call, 877-616-2396.
I want to tell you two things. All right, if God's laid on your heart to give a gift of any amount, I mean, you can give on a credit card, but let's say you could pledge $25,000 or $50,000. Don't think you've got to put it on a credit card right now. You call in, and you can mail the check in to AFA. It is tax deductible. The number is 877-616-2396. Let me tell you what you're helping to make possible. A week from tomorrow, we're going to be in Fayetteville, North Carolina. I'll be there. We're ministering there at Rockfish Church. It's Truth for a New Generation, National Conference on Apologetics and Evangelism. Josh McDowell is going to be there. Mark Middleburg, one of the best evangelism trainers in the nation. And part of the reason that we can do this, people ask, how do you do all these events all over the country and see 3,000 to 5,000 people a year accept Christ? That's just me. That's not the whole ministry. That's just me on the road. Because American Family Association enables me to be on the radio. I don't have to raise money for PR because AFR is all the PR. And so you're helping this evangelist and all of the people that we work with. So we're getting closer, folks, to $2 million. And I believe in the next 15 minutes, we can hit it. And so whatever gift God has put on your heart, this is the time. You are the person. Jesus is our message. Call us, 877-616-2396. And may God bless you for standing with us in the gospel work.
Jim Stanley just walked in. Jim?
I did, and I'm glad to see you guys are watching the countdown because that's exciting.
I couldn't stay seated, brother.
Absolutely. To roll over 2 million is great. And we do that because of the grace of God. I want to be clear about that.
Amen.
Folks, we're not in here corrupting, exploring the Word, and asking that you help us worship money. That's not what this is. This is a straight appeal. This is like you've had a special speaker come to your church, and you're passing the plate as a love offering for them. That's what Share-a-thon is for us. It's asking you for a love offering, and we would be very grateful, because what you're doing through that love offering is you're equipping us to take the gospel to other places, just like you equip that minister to take the gospel to other places. 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396. Online at AFR.net.
Jim, before you go, I just want to say, and I want you to respond to it, the lineup that we have starting early in the morning, even at 5 o'clock Central Time,
right,
with Focus on the Family, and then David Jeremiah, mm-hmm, and then Robert Jeffers, and then Dr. Dobson, mm-hmm, and then we go into hours self-produced,
right,
at lunchtime, right before lunch. We take a break from our production,
right,
and we hear from
Alistair Begg,
and I'm usually out on hearing that.
Right.
And then we go all the way through Exploring the Word, and then Tony Perkins comes on, mm-hmm, and then we go back to Abe. How in the world has God blessed you with all these different personalities, but with a God biblical base, brother?
That's not me. I want to be real clear. That's not me. That's the Lord. Because it's one of those times that we think about the body and how the body is put together, and how one is one's an apostle, day three of Share-a-thon. So
you got it.
Overlook me, but it's that type of deal. Because even here, okay, like in our realm, if you will, Tim would almost be like our apostle. And then in that, I'm talking about the
hierarchy.
Right, yeah. The hierarchy.
Chain of command, yeah.
And and also the gifting that he has.
That's
for
true.
Management.
Yeah.
And how he puts folks where they need to be. All right. And so from that, then the staff that we have is the same way. We are people of different faiths, one faith, let me be clear, relationship with Jesus Christ. But when I say different faiths, I really mean different denominations.
Right.
And so, but at the same time, the Lord has brought us together, and he has used us in his own way. And so we are getting closer. I saw Alex jump. I thought maybe I'd missed it. But,
in 20 minutes, we've gone up $99,000.
Amen. 877-616-2396. And then when you think about the programs that we have, we have those that have the politics, And then we have those that have the gospel, and we have some that have the gospel and politics.
Yeah, I think Abraham Hamilton III kind of hits that out of the ballpark.
Absolutely.
Don't you?
And of course, Brian starts his program with the devotional. And so we've got that mixture. We've got faith people here that have a relationship with Jesus Christ. And that's how that works.
That's the first thing, isn't it?
Yes, sir. And that's the other thing. You know, we have our handbook for employees, and there are standards that we have to meet. And the standards aren't impossible, because the Wildmans understand we're human, and sometimes we fail. But let me tell you, there is so much mercy and grace at this place that it really is staggering sometimes. 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396. Real quick, the other thing I want to remind you folks of is that we are, well, right now we're $11,000 away from hitting $2
million. Go, people,
but
go.
One of the things I want to tell you is that we are debt-free. You know, and that's not bragging. That's, again, to the glory of God.
Amen.
But and able to be debt-free. All right, there it is.
Whoa!
$2 million.
Amen.
God bless you, people. To
we
God
were going to do
glory.
An applause, but Alex did it anyway.
Alex got it. Has us covered. You go ahead, Brent.
God bless you.
It's man.
Worth it. To God be the glory.
Amen.
Thank you, dear people.
Amen.
You know, listeners.
We know that. And by the way, we're still in the midst of the $250,000 challenge.
Yes.
And folks, just because we've hit $2 million, we don't want you to
stop
quit.
Now. What was it yesterday? It was good enough. $2 million,
right.
not good enough.
No,
we need to go on, right?
Exactly. And again, it's not because of greed; it's because of need.
Yeah.
Amen.
You know, and that allows us to be the platform for David Jeremiah, for Adrian Rogers, you know, for Jeff Shreve, for these guys, Robert Young, you know, and all these folks. That's you folks coming alongside of us is what allows us to be that platform. I can tell you that $2 million will not cover the budget for 6 months, but it's a help.
Yeah.
If it weren't for the parent organization of American Family Association, we would not be able to be on the air. And for folks like you that believed enough to call, 877-616-2396, you're listening to your station because someone else gave.
Amen.
Amen.
And you're able to listen to your station because collectively a lot of you give. We need you to tell a friend. We need you to bring more folks into the fold because the expenses that go with radio, and I know everybody wants to give to a cause. These days, I get that. I see us as the cause of Christ,
amen.
As an extension of the church. But we don't want to take your money from the church. Tithe to your church
amen.
First. And guys, you know this.
Don't
y'all
go into
y'all
debt.
Been with me. Yeah, you've been with me for many share-a-thons. But that's one of the things that Brother Don amen. And Marvin taught us. When you're on the air, you don't beg for money, but you tell folks that we're debt-free. Because of the glory of God.
Amen.
And then we tell folks, we don't want to take from your church. Don't send us your tithe. Put your tithe in your local church. If you have some extra for offerings and stuff, we welcome that. Want to be clear. But again, as Bert said, don't go into debt to support us. Don't think making a $100 pledge or a $20 pledge, if you can't afford to pay that every month, we don't want to take away from your household. Again, we want you to examine, pray, and determine what the Lord would have you do. Now, that said, we do have folks that are able to stroke out the larger checks, that are able to make the larger donations. I talked with a couple of folks today that were able to do just that. I talked with a couple of folks yesterday. And we take those are the gifts that we use for the challenges. And so it's because of the grace of God that we were able to do this $250,000 challenge today.
Wow.
And we need to meet it. We
That's
do.
That's $250,000,
yes,
guys.
Yes, sir.
I mean, just
absolutely.
You know, I want to share a very quick testimony, but when I was finishing seminary, I worked with the Senior Saints Ministry for about 4 years with a dear man. He's with the Lord now, Dr. Norm Heading.
Mm-hmm.
And he told me one day, he said, Alex, I think you're going to be on the radio. God wants you to be on the radio. And I never dreamed how that might happen. But about 11, 12 years ago, three different Christian networks approached me, and they said, we think you ought to be on the radio. I said, yeah, I think God's called me to be on the radio. And they said, if Alex, if you can come up with about $1.2 million a year, we'll put you on the radio every day, Monday through Friday. And I said, yeah, I'll get back to you on that, you know. And I was pretty discouraged. And so 10 years ago, I met Jim Stanley and Tim Wildman, and Tim Wildman said, hey, let's do a show called Exploring the Word. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, listen, before you know you go any farther, you need to know, I know Christian radio is a pay-to-play, and I don't have any money, but thank you. Tim Wildman said, I didn't ask any money.
That's right.
And listen, folks, I'm able to be on the radio using my gifts. I don't have to pay AFA millions of dollars. A, I don't have it, but B, you all are enabling us. And like I said, there are the goers and the senders. And I just want to say thank you. We were praying in this hour to hit more than 2 million. It's happened. But Jim, I want to say all glory to God for giving us a pulpit to the nation.
Right. And again, it's like you said, it's because of our donors, folks that come alongside and have called 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396, online at AFR.net. But it's because of those people that have done that. And I really mean that. I mean, yesterday we had Clark Shaw from
the old country store.
Casey Jones, you know, they have the Casey Jones thing.
Jackson, Tennessee.
That's right. And folks, we're not supposed to give plugs for for-profit companies, but I'm going to tell you, this is just my personal testimony of experiencing the food that Clark and Juanita Shaw brought us yesterday.
Oh, man, it was awesome.
If I were going through Jackson, Tennessee, I would make the stop to visit Clark and Juanita. And I can say it like that. Notice I didn't say visit their store or buy anything from their store. I said visit the Shaws, and so
recommend the meatloaf.
That's right. and the banana pudding was pretty good too. 877-616-2396.
Yeah,
my boss is pointing.
I know,
at me for
man.
Some reason.
Listen, we're seeing people all things. I want to just tell you though, the people that are on the phones are not talking to one another. They are talking to you, the supporters, and they're letting you be a part of what God's doing here this afternoon.
And you know what? Here's what you're doing, folks. I think about Ephesians chapter 6, where Paul said, praying always with prayer and supplication, that utterance may be given to me, that I may boldly make known the mystery of the gospel. Folks, thank you for helping us boldly make known the message of Jesus, the great news of the gospel. And may God's name be praised as we tell the nation of Jesus.
Amen. I want to brag real quick on some of our volunteers.
Yes.
You know, we've had friends drive from Texas. We've had friends drive from Vincennes, Indiana. We've had several folks from Arkansas.
Michigan.
And let me tell you, these folks, they came in to work. You know, Bruce, who came down from Vincennes, he was here at 6 o'clock in the morning, and most of the time he was here before I was. First day I was here at 5:30, Bruce was waiting. last couple of days I was in it, and I mean, when I say he was waiting, he was inside at his station that he was going to use, and he was waiting for us to open the phone lines. And so with that in mind, you know, I want to thank those folks. I want to thank Randy and his wife. I want to thank Perry and his wife.
They came to hear Alex preach all the way in New Albany.
There you go.
Back here today, man.
And they are just, you know, our employees have done a lot to help as well. I don't want to leave them out. But the volunteers came on their own money. They weren't being paid while they were here.
Had to get a hotel room.
They weren't being paid when they were here. And I say that on purpose so that you know what kind of folks that we have. And you're welcome to volunteer as well. And we appreciate that. Next Share-a-thon is right now scheduled for October 15th, 16th, and 17th. Or 16th, 17th, 18th.
One or the other.
It's the Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday of that week.
Yeah.
Well, guys, we're coming up on the end of this hour. I'm going to close it out. And, you know, we are so grateful for everything that you've done. And Share-a-thon's not over. 877-616-2396. Online at AFR.net as Share-a-thon continues on American Family Radio.